Rosé, just to share with you a short idea, a little hisoros for the upcoming beautiful Yom Tov of Shavuos. There's an amazing statement by the Shlo. The Shlo writes, Chayiv Adam l'smoach bazeh hachag biyoser. Person is obligated to celebrate on this Yom Tov of Shavuos biyoser, with even greater intensity. Ki hu yom shezachinu bo l'keser Torah. For this is the day that we were able, that we were privileged to acquire the crown of Torah. Vasimcha asher sameach tiyeh simcha luchnis. But the simcha that we celebrate should be a spiritual simcha, spiritual happiness. V'hodos v'halal Hashem yisparach shenasan lanu es haTorah. And to give thanks, to have gratitude, and to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us the Torah. V'yisorer ma'od belibo l'skadesh ulatakin masav. And a person should have a spiritual awakening, an awakening within his heart, to sanctify himself, to rectify anything that is wrong. V'loyos muhtar v'kesef Torah. And to be crowned with the most beautiful crown, the crown of Torah. And what's even though the words of the Shlo are magnificently beautiful, beautiful and inspiring in their simplicity, what's striking about the Shlo is the first statement. Chayiv Adam l'smoach b'zeh hachag biyoser. There is a mitzvah to go ahead and celebrate even more with greater intensity on this Yom Tov. Now, what is the Shlo referring to? So remember again, there's a mitzvah v'samachta b'chagecha. There's a general mitzvah to rejoice on our Yamim Tovim. So there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Pesach, on Sukkot, and of course on Shavuos as well. Yet the Shlo seems to be saying, despite the fact that there's a mitzvah of Simcha on every Yom Tov, there's something uniquely special about the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Chayiv Adam l'smoach b'zeh hachag biyoser. With greater intensity. And susti b'simcha on Pesach, susti b'simcha on Sukkot, but there's something specially beautifully intense about the Simcha of Shavuos. So what's the pshat? What's the deeper meaning of the Yom Tov of Shavuos? What's the deeper meaning, ultimately, again, of this greater intensity of Simcha? And perhaps what the Shlo HaKadosh is trying to teach us is a very simple yisod. You know, on our Yomim Tovim, we celebrate things. So on Pesach, we celebrate the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, took us out of Egypt, freed us from barbaric Egyptian servitude. But ultimately, understanding that what we're celebrating is the notion of freedom. We're celebrating the notion of Chirus. And of course, again, without giving a shir on Pesach, we know that that notion of Chirus, that notion of freedom, is not just about historical freedom from the bondage, from the servitude, from the slavery of Egypt, but rather, again, it's on the Yom Tov of Pesach that we celebrate our ability to be free. We celebrate our ability to transcend our circumstances. We celebrate our ability to go ahead and rise above the spiritual shackles, even if the physical ones remain intact. We celebrate the expansiveness of our soul. We celebrate the ability for us to be able to overcome any and all adversity. On the Yom Tov of Sukkot, we remember the Anani HaKavod. The goal of that Yom Tov is to remember the clouds of glory that encased us, to remember the fact that we were shielded both by physical huts as well as by the Anani HaKavod, the clouds of glory of the Ribono Shel Olam. What Sukkot represents is living life B'tzela Dei Menusa. It represents living life under the protective wing of God. It reinforces the notion of Hashgacha Pratis, divine providence. How anything and everything that happens in our lives ultimately is orchestrated and choreographed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we're learning in such incredible depth and beauty in our Gan HaEmunah Shir every morning. Sukkot represents the idea that very often we think safety and security comes from the physical structures that we build for ourselves, when in fact it's not true. Sukkot reminds us that sometimes the greatest safety and security you have is when you leave the comforts of your man-made security and you place yourself in the protective embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You sit in the hut underneath the schach through which you could see the stars, and you feel yourself wrapped up in the Ribono Shel Olam. That's what Sukkot teaches us. Pesach teaches us our ability to be free. Sukkot teaches us the ability to give ourselves over B'tzela Dehemenusa, in the shade or in the protective embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what is Shavuos? My dear friends, Shavuos teaches us what makes us special. You see, every person wants to be special. Every person wants to be unique. So very often, the way we define ourselves, we make ourselves special, we make ourselves unique. Some people do it through their careers, right? I want to make an impact in the world through what I do for a living, which is beautiful and exceptionally noble. I want to become distinguished, ultimately, again, through my career successes. Other people distinguish themselves through material things. I'm going to live in a particular type of house. I'm going to drive a particular kind of car. Others identify themselves or distinguish themselves through their clothing. I'm going to dress a particular way. And I want to be clear, all of these things, if used and done properly, could be very beautiful, could be very meaningful, could be very impactful. But when the Yom Tov of Shuas comes, we are reminded that what makes us unique and special is not what you do for a living and not what kind of car you drive, what kind of house you live in, or what kind of clothing you wear. What makes us special is our Torah HaKidosha. The Ribono Shel Olam gave us this great gift called Torah. The Ribono Shel Olam gave us this great treasure, Matana Tova, gave us this beautiful, magnificent gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us. And he says to us, use this gift because this gift is what makes you special. This gift is what makes you unique. This gift is what allows you to stand out. Because when you go ahead and you open up the sacred text, whatever it is, whether it's your Chumash, your Mishnah, your Navi, your Gemara, your Likutei Moharan, your Esh Kodesh, whatever you're opening up, and you learn those words seep right into your soul. And as those words seep into your soul, they open up the reservoirs of holiness, the reservoirs of Kiddusha, so that all of that holiness, all of that beauty that so often we keep bottled up, all of that holiness, all of that beauty that is so often buried beneath so many layers, obscured by so many layers of narishkeit, all of that beauty comes out. That says the Shlach HaKadosh is the essence of Shavuos. We celebrate the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us a Torah, and it's that Torah that makes us special. It's that Torah that makes us unique. It's that Torah that allows us to self-actualize. And so yes, we all desire to have an impact in this world. We all desire to know that in some way I'm not just a face in the crowd. That somehow I'm unique, I'm important, I matter. And my dear friends, what the Yom Tov of Shavuos teaches us is that if you want to stand out in a good way, you want to be unique, you want to make an impact, all of that is accomplished through Torah. The more Torah you have in your life, and you know, of course, that's when we speak about Torah, we're not just speaking about learning. We're not just speaking about ultimately, again, sitting in front of a sefer. Torah means the learning, yes, but just as important, Torah means the actualization of those principles. The more dominant a role Torah plays in my life, the more I love it, the more I learn it, the more I live it, the more special I become. The keys to my special kite are not contained in how many degrees I earn. The key to my special kite is not determined by how many rooms there are in my house. The keys to my special kite are determined by how much Torah I allow there to be in my life. This is what determines the nature and the quality of the people we are. And therefore says the Shlach HaKadosh, Chayiv Adam L'smoach Bazeh Chag B'Yoser. There is a mitzvah not just to celebrate on Shavuos, but to celebrate on this Yom Tov B'Yoser with even greater intensity. Because whereas the different Yomim Tovim teach us about different traits we possess, different abilities we possess, Shavuos teaches us about the key to successful living. Shavuos teaches us about that which makes us special, that which makes us unique. The more Torah we have in our life, the more spirituality we have in our life, the more we learn it, love it, and live it, the more special we become and the greater our impact is on this world. So on this Yom Tov of Shavuos, may be Zochem Yirtzeh Hashem to celebrate our unique connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May be Zochem Yirtzeh Hashem to celebrate the beautiful gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. And may we take the time to take a critical look at our lives and ask ourselves, is there enough Torah in my life? Is there enough holiness in my life? Is there enough spirituality in my life? Is Torah informing and guiding each and every aspect of my existence? Or is Torah present some places and absent in others? But my friends, let us not be afraid to ask the question. Because whatever the answer is, here's the beautiful news. The Ribono Shel Olam tells us, I'm giving it to you again. Each and every year, we receive the Torah anew. each and every year when we hear Aseres HaDibros, and Rav Soloveitchik points out that the reason we stand up for the Aseres HaDibros is because we are recreating Sinaitic revelation. We are re-accepting there's a brand new Kabbalah HaTorah. Each and every year, there is a brand new acceptance of the Torah, a brand new revelation, a brand new Na'aseh V'Nishma. So it's okay, even in the past, if there hasn't been enough Torah in my life, even in the past, if my Torah has not informed all the different facets of my existence, it's okay. Because I get to start again tonight. I get to re-accept the Torah. I get to say Na'aseh V'Nishma. I get to begin again, and I get to say Ribono Shel Olam. I want to be special. But I want to be special in a meaningful way. I want to be special in an impactful way. I want to be special through your Torah. Maybe Zochem Yeretz Hashem to Yom Tov Afisodorus, a Yom Tov of Simcha, and not just Simcha, but Simcha Yisira, additional Simcha. Maybe Zochem Yeretz Hashem to Na'aseh V'Nishma. Maybe Zochem Yeretz Hashem to just have a Yom Tov in which we are special. But maybe Zochem Yeretz Hashem to feel that special kite, to feel that specialness, to feel that beauty and that holiness of Torah permeate every fiber of our being on this Yom Tov and on the days ahead. Wishing everyone a beautiful and uplifting Yom Tov.